even as watching the Olympics gets as high-tech as the internet, in some places it's still a family matter. Around the country, people will be gathering this week in restaurants, living rooms, and gymnasiums to watch their friends and teammates take on the best competition in the world. We're going to be checking in with a few of those viewing parties as the games continue. Our first stop is at the North Baltimore Aquatic Club at the Meadowbrook Aquatic and Fitness Center in Baltimore, Maryland. That's the home club of Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Matthew McDonough, a manager at Meadowbrook, one of Michael's former teammates, joins us now, and good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So where do you and members of the club go to watch Michael's races?
Well, we used to host it at the fitness center where I am right now, and for the past 2 years we used to rent a big screen out and watch the Olympic Games from here, but this year we're actually shipping it up to a Irish pub up the street called Ryan's Daughter, and they have two big screens and a lot of other TVs that are watching the Olympics, and they are actually hosting us, and they're actually giving a big discount to NBAC and other people supporting Michael the whole 8 days that the swimming events are going on.
Now, Michael, for those who are not following it, won his first event, got a gold medal, and then in the team relay yesterday, regrettably, the U.S. did not do as well as it had hoped. He races today in the 200-meter freestyle. Now, I know that race has already happened. In fact, I know who won. Do you pretend not to know until you get up there and watch it on the screen there?
No, I was really excited to find out as soon as I could who won, and I'm very proud to say that I know the outcome, and that I'm really excited just to see it not live, but on video, and because it's going to be a race that is going to be talked about for a couple years, just because of there's three of the fastest Olympic times ever posted in that race by the top three swimmers, and it's just going to be a very, very exciting time for everybody who hasn't seen the results yet.
If somebody comes and doesn't know the results, will you tell them?
If they want to know the results, we actually, a lot of people call us and they ask how he did, and we usually tell them if they want to know. Some people, they don't want to know. They want to see it for themselves. I mean, there's a couple employees here that they just wanted to watch it tonight and not be spoiled, but most of the people just want to know as soon as possible how he did, because everybody's so proud of him.
What's it like for you and other former teammates, people who know a lot about Michael and know a lot about swimming, to watch? I mean, you looking at his technique, you say, oh, he dropped his left shoulder again.
As we get older, we tend to analyze our swimming even more than we were when we were swimming. And, it's good to see that he's improving on a sport that right now it's all technical with the way he's swimming, because he's put in all the hard work and effort, the past 12 years that he's been swimming. And now all he can do is really improve on his technique. And it's really good to see that he's actually revolutionizing a lot of the techniques of and the ways of swimming each stroke, and improving upon everything that has been learned up to this point.
Well, three events already. You'll see the third one tonight there at Ryan's Daughter up in Baltimore. So there's going to be a lot of get-togethers.
Yes.
Have a great time.
Thank you very much.
Matthew McDonough is the manager at Meadowbrook Aquatic and Fitness Center, one of Michael Phelps' former teammates at the North Baltimore Aquatic Center, and he joined us today from Baltimore, Maryland, and he and his pals will be getting together to watch that 200-meter freestyle race at Ryan's Daughter later today. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.